Marty Fritzen's stockpicking formula. In today's Sunday Screener, we are following distressed investing editor Marty Fritzen's proprietary method for picking stocks that outperform the market. An important tool in our analytical toolbox at Porter & Company is our stock screens, in which we apply a list of criteria relating to different financial, accounting, and performance parameters to sift through the 3,000-plus publicly traded stocks on U.S. markets. That's how we're able to identify the tiny fraction of the universe of U.S.-listed stocks that offer the best opportunities for making money. In today's Sunday selection, we report on the company behind nearly every building, bridge, and machine around you. Its software is where the built world is designed, and right now it's trading at the cheapest multiple in years. Most people know Marty Fritzen as the distressed bond expert. He's regarded by Investors Digest as the most well-known figure in the high-yield world. But Marty's investment prowess doesn't stop at bonds. He also is a fantastic stock picker, as evidenced by the performance of the companies whose shares Marty has recommended in distressed investing. Marty Fritzen's stock screen is based on Marty's extremely effective method for picking outperforming stocks. In 2023, Marty published the Little Book of Picking Top Stocks, in which he focuses on analyzing the best performing stocks in the S&P 500 in prior years, and on the factors that led to their market-beating returns. To see the criteria used to create Marty Fritzen's stock screen, go here. As of the close of trading on Wednesday, June 17, the following seven stocks met these criteria. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a 52-week high this week: Micron Technology, MU, JP Morgan Chase, JPM, Intel, INTC, Applied Materials, AMAT, Lam Research, LRCX, Caterpillar, CAT, Arm Holdings, ARM, Bank of America, BAC, GE Aerospace, GE, Morgan Stanley, MS, KLA, KLAC, Goldman Sachs, GS, SanDisk, SNDK, Marvel Technology, MRVL, Citigroup, C, Lind, LIN, Analog Devices, ADI, Amphenol, APH, Interactive Brokers Group, IBKR, Marriott International, MAR, Cummins, CMI. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a 52-week low last week: AT&T, T-Intuitive Surgical, ISRG, Salesforce, CRM, PDD, PDD, Sanofi, SNY, CME Group, CME, Chromecast, CMCSA, Accenture, ACN, Adobe, ADBE, Intercontinental Exchange, ICE, Intuit, INTU, Boston Scientific, BSX, Autodesk, ADSK, Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, ALNY, Kroger, KR, Thomson Reuters, TRI, Trip.com, TCOM, Visi Properties, VICI, Copart, CPRT, Fiserv, FISV, Viva Systems, VEEV, Rollins, ROL, for partners only, the Blueprint Monopoly, at a markdown price. Today's Sunday selection comes off the 52-week low list, with a telling signal: insiders are buying. This industrial design company is on track for Lindy status, consistently doing business for nearly 50 years. The designs of a huge share of the bridges, buildings, and machines you see regularly pass through its software. And once a project is created there, that file becomes the working record of the asset, the version every contractor, owner, and inspector has to open for as long as the structure stands. This company does not just sell a drawing tool, it owns the system of record for the built world. And you cannot automate how the world is built without first automating the design that feeds it. It is now trading 25% below its 10-year average earnings multiple, the cheapest it has been on forward earnings since its subscription model matured. Plus, with two insiders buying at the lows, it is the perfect setup for today's Sunday selection. Autodesk, NASDAQ, ADSCA, is not a speculative software story. Founded in 1982, it has spent more than four decades becoming part of the operating language of the physical world, spanning architecture, engineering, construction, manufacturing, and media. Autodesk generates roughly 97% of revenue from recurring sources, runs at 91% gross margins, and is guiding 2026 revenue to $8.2 billion, a 39% operating margin, $12.53 of earnings per share, and roughly $2.8 billion of free cash flow. At $195 per share, it trades for roughly $42 billion in market cap. Autodesk's product suite covers the full life cycle of physical design, from initial drafting to 3D modeling, engineering, and construction management. AutoCAD remains one of the core drafting standards. Revit is central to building information modeling. Civil 3D handles infrastructure. Fusion serves product development and manufacturing. And Autodesk's cloud products increasingly connect design work to downstream collaboration and project execution. What makes Autodesk so sticky is that its proprietary formats, especially DWG and Revit-based BIM, underpin a huge share of the industry's design data. Once the ecosystem fully trusts Autodesk's tools, its format becomes the standard. Once a building, bridge, or plant is modeled in Autodesk's environment, that model often becomes the primary reference for future work. Contractors build from it, owners renovate against it, inspectors sign off using drawings derived from it, and engineers come back to the same data set for retrofits years later. Autodesk is not just an authoring tool. For many assets, it's the primary library where critical design intent lives. Walking away from Autodesk means downgrading the working records of every prior project. Autodesk's valuation has fallen from around 30x earnings to 15x on investors' fear that agentic artificial intelligence, AI, threatens seat-based pricing, one engineer with an AI assistant doing the work that once required several. The AI fears overlook the real value of Autodesk, AI that produces designs for the physical world. A beam that bears load, a part that mates, a duct that fits, cannot run on language alone. General-purpose models can sketch geometry, but they still have to be checked against loads, materials, codes, and manufacturing constraints. Autodesk already embeds that checking layer inside Fusion, Revit, and its analysis tools, using simulation and code-based workflows to validate whether a design can actually be built and used safely. The layer that validates whether the output actually works in the real world is where Autodesk's moat sits today. Could an AI-native competitor wrap open formats and turn Autodesk into a simple geometry database? Possibly at the margins, but any serious validation layer still has to live where engineers actually work, speak the same language, and plug into code checking and approval workflows. AI in the physical world has to sit on top of a system that guarantees the output is buildable, and Autodesk owns that system. For 40-plus years, Autodesk mastered the first two steps of the asset lifecycle, design and build. But the design and build stages make up only about 20% of an asset's total lifetime costs. The remaining 80% is maintenance and operations. Autodesk is going after that market with its largest acquisition ever. Last month, Autodesk agreed to acquire Maintenx for approximately $3.6 billion in cash, with Maintenx expected to exceed $135 million of annualized recurring revenue this year on better than 50% growth. The deal extends Autodesk beyond design and construction into ongoing operations, maintenance, and asset management. Operations was the phase Autodesk never owned. Once a building opened or a facility entered service, the data fell out of Autodesk's world into spreadsheets, work orders, and disconnected point solutions. Maintenx connects design, construction, and operations into a single lifecycle platform. That is the more important AI story. The company is expanding from selling seats to capturing value across the entire life of the built world, a market valued at roughly $40 billion. The balance sheet impact of Maintenx is also manageable. Autodesk increased its revolving credit capacity and added a short-term loan to fund the deal, but annual free cash flow covers the total borrowing within roughly 1 year. The business remains exceptionally profitable, 91% gross margins, free cash flow margins in the mid-minus 30% range, and roughly a 50% return on equity. Revenue is growing in the high teens while the stock trades near levels implying a 15x forward earnings and a 6.5% free cash flow yield. That is unusual for a business this profitable, this recurring, and still growing. And the insiders are speaking with their trading accounts. In late May, Board Chair Stacy Smith bought roughly $794,000 in shares, and then on June 15, CFO Janesh Moorjani followed, buying 2,500 shares at about $198. The company itself bought back $448 million of stock last quarter alone, with plans to allocate 50% of free cash flow to share repurchases moving forward. We are not adding Autodesk, ADSK, to the recommendation list today, but a maturing Linde franchise at a 52-week low, with 50% returns on equity and insiders buying, is the type of setup that could earn a second look. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.